Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Has everybody gotten their rest for tonight's big game?
I don't know if you can have enough rest. There is so much buzz around this town for today. It's crazy.
Well, it's not just this town anymore. After the events of Sunday evening, it's America. This is the baseball series that everybody is really paying attention to now. This should be the World Series. I'm being selfish when I say that. I'm sure Yankee fans might have something to say about that.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. It feels like it. It certainly feels like
yes.
it. And after the the unruliness of Sunday evening, on both sides, okay, now I've had a day to step back and look at the big picture. I mean, you know, there was some egging on parts of the Padres.
Sure.
And by the way, I'm glad. I still don't think it merits goons throwing things. And
right.
if you saw some of the videos, man, I mean, I don't even know how you call yourself a fan of that team. But that's just me. And I know it's not everybody. Yesterday on the show, I heard Tanner talk about it. Mike Shildt, our Padres manager, just act accordingly if you're going to the game tonight.
It's a perfect opportunity to use the Stay Classy San Diego.
Right.
I mean, that's exactly what he was asking everybody. Yes, we're fired up. Yes, we're excited. Yes, we want to win. Yes, we do not like that team. But we need to behave.
This is eerily matching what happened 2 years ago. Okay, I mean, okay, so instead of a goose landing on the field, it was a bottle and a baseball.
Yes,
but weird things have happened to pump this team up. I mean, let's face it. After everything went down on Sunday, it went from a game that the Dodgers were still in to us destroying them.
Yes.
I mean, they took that energy. Manny called that meeting in the dugout. We all saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope that is enough to carry us. I mean, God, if we win tonight, sweet Lord.
Oof.
I just, trying to be very, very cautiously optimistic.
I love that.
More Padres, obviously, this morning, and we'd love you to share your excitement as well. 833-287-1037. Why don't you call right now, though, and take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and we're going to hook you up to check out SeaWorld's Hollow Scream celebration. All you have to do is take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and you'll have a family four-pack. But if you beat Tammy, you're going to get $100 for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. It's John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Luke Combs, Ain't No Love. In Oklahoma, Luke Combs said he and Eric Church were planning something big to help out those in Asheville, North Carolina after Hurricane Helene, and they have. They are now doing a concert for Carolina Saturday, October 26th. Obviously, all the money that is raised is going to go to the victims of Hurricane Helene.
Eric Church, as you probably know, released brand new music, another song called Darkest Hour. Dropped that on Thursday night. We played it on the show on Friday, and you buy that right now, all proceeds will also go to benefit the victims of Hurricane Helene. Here's Eric letting us know how this whole thing came about.
Hey, guys. As you know, I spend half my year in the mountains of North Carolina. It's a refuge for me. It's a place I've always said where my soul is at rest. And Hurricane Helene came through, and it devastated. I mean, there are places that are just biblically gone. In western North Carolina, East Tennessee, also South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, but specifically my area. In western North Carolina, those mountains there, there's still people we haven't found. And I was in the studio and working on a project for next year. And I had a song that I just finished that it just fit the moment. It fit right now. And I was felt helpless. I was trying to figure out what can we do? How can we help? And we've been doing a lot of organizational stuff to get supplies to people there, but I wanted to do more specifically with awareness. So this song is called Darkest Hour, and I'm giving this song to North Carolina, to the people of North Carolina. I'm signing the publishing away. It'll no longer be mine. It'll belong to the people of the state of North Carolina.
That's pretty cool. The royalties for that song will forever go to North Carolina to help those in need.
So it's Luke Combs, Eric Church, James Taylor, Billy Strings. It's a show that, I mean, I'm shocked at how quickly they put this thing together. It's like, what, 22 days away? That's a pretty big show to put together in less than 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I saw someone posting on both Eric and Luke Combs' social media. They were asking the question, you should live stream this and get donations that way too. Now, whether that's going to happen, I don't know, but that's a really good idea, or at least share it at a later broadcast date so that people who can't attend that show can make donations to it. Man, I thought that'd be cool.
East Coast is just getting hammered again. This has been just a horrible hurricane season, obviously. So.
Well, and now Florida's dealing with Hurricane Milton that's coming through. That's going to, how did the mayor say it? In one of the towns I was watching yesterday on the news, she said, I've never made this statement, but she said, if you stay here, you will die.
Oh, God.
That's how dire it is for this one county in Florida. So Florida's still bracing for a lot.
Coming up next in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, you, amateur actor, have a chance to be the next original Christmas movie star.
Okay. I want to know about that.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Lots of reaction to producer Jessica's Girls Weekend and how every detail was covered by Jessica.
I mean, itinerary, dress codes, everything planned out.
Apparently there's a booze shortage in San Diego because of this girls' trip.
Could be. Candace is in Ramona. Candace, share your girls' night, girls' week, girls' trip that you did, because apparently you just might make producer Jessica jealous.
I am so sorry, Jessica. Welcome to the girls' trip life. I've been planning girls' trips. We've been on 13 or 14 now. This year, we're going to Puerto Vallarta. We have 33 women. We rented out a whole entire villa. And we do theme outfits, theme nights. We've done San Francisco. This last year, we did a cruise, rented out, 10 cabins, all wore red dresses. We go all out. And then every month, each girl takes a different month, and we do a themed dinner.
I strive to be you. And so would you say you're the planner? Do you guys take turns? How does it work?
I am definitely the planner. All my girls call me the captain. So they're nice enough that they just Venmo me money, and I handle everything.
Okay, so how many people in your core group of friends? Because I know you said that you have 30-some girls. Is that how many are in this core group, or are those expanded, friends of friends?
It slowly expands. Our core is about 20, and then once you kind of are invited to girls' trip and you make it and you, are not a horrible human and we love you, then you eventually... you won't want to bring another girl who's awesome. So it slowly has grown.
How many did it start out with initially?
Initially was 2013, I think, and we had about 8 girls, and we went to Vegas. And mind you, we're all moms and grandmas, and we have from age, I think, 28 to 53.
I love this so much.
Well, I mean, and what a testament to finding the right people, right?
Yeah.
That you can grow a group of 8 to over 30 and still all enjoy each other.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I can't imagine guys doing this. My core group of guys I go fishing with.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't add anybody new?
No, we've actually discussed it once and said, it's just the jokes have to be re-explained, We all have our individual duties.
You'd be more apt to drop someone from the group than you would add
that's
somebody?
That's happened. We had to uninvite. Yeah, we're the opposite. What I'm thinking about. We're the opposite of you, Candace. You sound amazing.
Now, on another note, and you don't have to name names, who blew it? I mean, how did it get blown? How did somebody bring someone and they didn't get invited back? What happened?
There's been very few things of drama. We've only had one year that wasn't so great, and it just was a different taste of morals. That's the best I can say.
Candace, as the main planner of this group, this commune of ladies, are you a person that is only comfortable when planning, being the main planner, or do you allow yourself to let others plan? Are you comfortable with that?
No, I totally love when other girls, we have a few girls who plan a yearly hiking trip, and I do nothing on that one except show up with my backpack and ready to hike.
Oh, Candace, you sound like an amazing person to be friends with.
No kidding.
You want something done, get with Candace. Jessica, as much as you love to plan, I think maybe you should consider joining some type of apprentice program that Candace can... can guide you. You're doing fine now, but
right? You just want to take it to the next level.
It's a Candace School of Type A personalities. Yes. It's fantastic.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
The moments sometimes get the best of you and you let some stuff out, but there's no hard feelings. We're all in the same position. We're all ball players trying to win for our team and, you know, trying to accomplish something that, you know, very few people get a chance to. So we don't have any hard feelings. We're still going to play them tough. We're going to, you know, we're going to get after them. But, you know, that's not something that's lingering in our head as motivation to get back at them. You know, we're here to win games. So
that is our awesome leader, No-No Joe, who I'm just still heartbroken for.
Oh, I know.
He has to have that Tommy John surgery immediately because, you know, if he has any chance, and this is so looking forward, but if there's any chance for Joe to pitch in next year's postseason, he has to get that surgery done now. It takes that long to recover.
Wow.
Oh, God. Anyway, focusing on more positive things, are we sure we're buying that there's no hard feelings? It certainly looked as if players were threatening to take it outside Sunday night, that there might be a couple of hard feelings.
Well, he said, he alluded to the fact that you let it get the best of you sometimes during the game, but they're not going into tonight's game with that kind of an attitude, that they're not there to get them back. They're there to play to win.
Oh, man. Man, oh, man, oh, Manny. Manny Machado is, I remember yesterday I was mentioning there are players that you can't stand them when they're on other teams, but you love them when they're on yours. Well, I mean, Manny's that perfect definition. I mean, he is such a polarizing player. And there are so many people that think he's a dirty player, a lazy player. I mean, I can't speak for Baltimore fans. I don't care what Dodger fans think. Uh-huh. I know what we think here, okay? What he means to this team. Him putting his arms around the boys on Sunday and saying, focus, we got this. And they come out and they just destroy the Dodgers after that. That is what he is to San Diego. I'm ecstatic that we have him. Plus, I get to work on my Don Ursillo imitation. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Man, oh, man, oh, Manny!
That wasn't bad, actually.
I'm telling you.
Man, oh, man, oh, Manny! Manny Machado!
We put in countless interview requests for Don Ursillo, who said, with all due respect, I don't know who you are. And secondly, I'm imagining that. And secondly, I want to focus on the Padres postseason before I do any more interviews. So
yes, I
guess we'll give him that.
I wonder why. Anyway, again, just please, you know, keep your heads. Tonight's game, no matter how, you know, crappy someone might act to you who's not from here. Shannon from Oceanside was at both games in L.A. over the weekend, and she had a bit of an experience that was a little scary. We'll chat with her coming up next.
It shouldn't be scary to go to a ball game, no matter who you're cheering for.
Right.
You stupid idiots.
Okay.
Not all of you, but you know who you are. 833-287-1037. We want to get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to Howl-O Scream at SeaWorld. It's that time of year, and you can bring your family just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And who knows, maybe you'll have an extra hundo to spend if you take on Tammy and beat her. 833-287-1037 for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. A couple of years ago, one of the highlights of my life was spending the postseason with my daughter, watching the Padres eliminate the Dodgers, high-fiving, hugging strangers, crying with my daughter. It's one of the best memories of my life. That's what going to a baseball game or something that you look forward to should be. You shouldn't feel like you're in danger. Right. You shouldn't need security walking you to your car because you're worried for your safety. Shannon is in Oceanside, and Shannon, I understand that's kind of the vibe that you experienced on Sunday, at least, when you were watching the game at Dodger Stadium.
Actually, that was Saturday that I had security with me. So Saturday, in my opinion, was worse than Sunday.
Really?
Even though the Dodgers won Saturday evening, you were more fearful for your safety Saturday at Dodger Stadium than you were on Sunday when people were throwing things and fights were going on, even among the players?
Yes. Literally, I was by myself. Men were yelling in my face, like, literally, I've been to the Capitol. I've put on rallies myself. I'm not a girl that's intimidated easily, and I was afraid for my safety. I got security to come help me get out.
Wow. And Shannon, we've met you. We know you. You are not a big, imposing figure.
I'm not.
You're a little redheaded lady. Come on.
And I don't pick fights. Like, I just don't do that. And literally, they were in my face. And let's just say I'm now friends with the head of security of Dodger Stadium.
I don't blame you.
Shannon, you probably going to have to edit yourself for content, but what were they screaming at you?
They were just, like, in my face screaming, like, anything and everything. I don't know. I swear to God, and Tammy just said it. You guys have met me. I don't like scrunch down, but I was, like, just trying to be, like, as small as possible. Like, stop talking to me. I'm like, the Dodgers are my second favorite team. Like, I'm not your enemy here. I'm just here to root for the Padres.
Okay, I don't want to hear that last part of that sentence, but you had me until then. Shannon, I'm sorry that you experienced that. In all seriousness, again, you shouldn't have to fear for your safety when you're at a ball game. But knowing that, knowing what happened to you Saturday, what made you go back on Sunday?
Oh, I went with a 6-foot-tall man.
Oh, that helps. That helps. Plus, you bought those tickets. You wanted to watch the Padres play, and you got to watch them win, so that's a good thing. It's interesting to me that when the Dodgers, for you, when the Dodgers were winning, and the crowd was worse than when they were losing.
And also, I knew security by then.
And, you know, most importantly, on Sunday, by the time the game was over, those dopey LA fans had bolted anyway. Gone, yeah. So, way to support your team. All right. Well, Shannon, I'm sorry that experience, I mean, it sounds like you're doing okay. It's really a drag that has to be even talked about. Please, if you're not you, Shannon, but if you're going to the game tonight, let's just act as if.
Yeah, exactly.
And you said stay classy, San Diego. I'm saying we're America's finest city because we actually have manners.
Let's have them tonight. I love it.
Yes, and I will see you guys there tonight because I'm going back again tonight.
So to paraphrase Patrick Swayze in the best movie of all time, Roadhouse. Be nice.
Yes.
Just be nice.
Be nice. Come on. If somebody gets in your face, I want you to be nice.
And also win. Thank you, Shannon. Go Pods.
Love you guys. Bye.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's Hollywood Knowledge.
Going to Alpine. Good morning, Philo.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
I cannot complain.
Philo, have you ever eaten at Panda Machi?
Yes, I have.
Isn't it amazing?
Oh, they got great wings.
Oh, my God. Their food is so good. We went there for sushi, and I couldn't believe how packed it was at 5:30.
Well, good to know. Another restaurant. Philo, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Sorry, Tammy, but you got to go.
All right.
Philo, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedooranggatestore.com. I want to remind you, Philo, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
The cable network that's best known for their original Christmas movies is looking for the next Christmas movie star by way of a reality show. What is the network? Lifetime, Hallmark, or FX?
Hallmark.
The actors that played Marta and Frankie in the movie School of Rock are a couple and are now engaged. Who is the star of School of Rock?
School of Rock. Oh, Jack Black.
Simon Cowell turned 64 yesterday. Simon is currently a judge on America's Got Talent. True or false? The America's Got Talent franchise was named the world's most successful reality TV format by Guinness World Records based on having the most international versions of the show.
True.
R.L. Stine turns 80 today. He's best known for creating the world's best-selling children's series that has sold over 400 million copies in 24 languages. What is the series of children's horror novels written by R.L. Stine?
Goosebumps.
And finally, In-N-Out recently came in number 2 for best burger in the July poll by USA Today. The double charburger ranked number 1. What California-based hamburger joint is the home of the double charburger?
In-N-Out.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Philo, what's going on with you today, pal?
Just heading into work here. I do heating and air conditioning for the White Glove guys.
Okay. Are you wearing the gloves right now?
Absolutely.
I think he has to say yes. he's bound by law. Philo did real well. 4 out of 5 today, Tim.
Ooh, nice job.
Tim, the cable network that's best known for their original Christmas movies is looking for the next Christmas movie star by way of a reality show.
Really?
What is the network? Lifetime, Hallmark, or FX?
Hallmark.
Hallmark is right. Philo knew that. 1-1. The actors that played Marta and Frankie in the movie School of Rock are now a couple and engaged. Mm-hmm. Who was the star of School of Rock?
Jack Black.
That's right. That's right. Philo knew that. It's 2-2. Simon Cowell turned 64 yesterday. He is currently a judge on America's Got Talent. True or false, the Got Talent franchise was named the world's most successful reality TV format by Guinness World Records based on having the most international versions of the show.
Why not true?
Take a guess. How many countries AGT has spinoffs in? Take a guess.
I know of three others, but gosh, I don't know, five?
75 spinoffs.
Wow.
It's
the most successful reality TV program of all time. 75 countries. All right, it's 3-3. Philo went with true as well. R.L. Stine turns 80 today. He's best known for creating the world's best-selling children's series that has sold over 400 million copies in 24 languages. What is the series of children's horror novels that R.L. Stine created?
Wow, I have no idea by the name of the author. What is that series of books? Oh, dang it.
Should let you know that Philo did know this.
Yeah, I'm trying to... There's a series of books I can think of, but I can't. Goosebumps?
Oh, man. Yes, that's right, Philo. Thought we had her, bro. Tied at 4 now. Cool. And finally, Tammy, In-N-Out recently came in number 2 for best burger in a July poll by USA Today. The Double Char Burger ranked number 1. What California-based hamburger joint is home of the Double Char Burger?
The Double Char Burger. Gosh, well, let me think of a California one. California-based. Gosh, I...
The best burger in America is the Double Char Burger from Habit Burger and Grill.
Oh, the Habit, okay.
Philo went with In-N-Out, so today we finished with a tie. Unfortunately, buddy, all ties go to Tammy, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you, pal.
You have 4 tickets now to go to San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event, SeaWorld's Hollow Scream, going on through November 2nd.
Awesome. Kids are going to love it. Thank you, guys.
Hey, man, thank you. Have a wonderful day. Appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, Philo.
Thank you so much.
Birthday week!
Oh, my gosh. You can't even get a word out before you throw it out there.
Happy birthday, John.
Thank you. I did something that I've never done in my life. I celebrated my birthday at Disney yesterday. Thank you for giving me the day off, ladies.
Yes.
I appreciate you always handling things so well. I was very, very fortunate. When I got to the park, I was surprised with a marvelous gift of being part of having a plaid vest escort us around Disney.
Wow.
Wow.
I know. John. It's never happened before. It's probably never going to happen again. I mean, it's very expensive. I was so thankful. I felt sheepish at times, like Radiator Springs or the Haunted Mansion right now, all decked out for Halloween. If I was a kid in line seeing us, I would have hated me.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. What a wonderful gift, though. I mean, that's something that it's like given the opportunity to sit in the front row at a concert or someone,
right.
Whatever happens, you get upgraded to a first class seat on a flight. It's one of those unexpected gifts that you'll revel forever.
And I'm ruined for Disney now.
Yeah,
I'm ruined for Disney.
For sure.
I mean, waiting in line, what is that?
Yes. Okay, so we want to know all about this.
I had a blast. One of the most beautiful things about my experience at Disney yesterday was I was also with a 1-year-old boy who had his first Disney trip. And as a result, I got to go on rides that I either haven't been on forever or ever. I had never been on the Little Mermaid ride. I'd never been on the Dumbo ride, the spinning Dumbo ride. But why would I go on those?
Yeah.
Whenever we go now, it's always Star Wars. It's always Space Mountain. It's always, you know, the Incredicoaster, the adult rides.
Mm-hmm.
So it was so surreal for me around my birthday to be with a 1-year-old experiencing those rides, and they're still just so fun. And it just—I wasn't expecting that side. This was just a different way of looking at it, and it was quite beautiful, actually.
Yeah. Now, this isn't just some random family with a 1-year-old that you latched yourself on, right? I mean,
no, this is part of the group.
Somebody you knew. Okay, good.
Can we borrow your kid? I want to experience youth again.
Yes, I just want to make sure of that. Okay, all right. Wow, what a cool thing. Did you get to do any grown-up things, though?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was nap time a couple times.
Okay,
so
good.
So we got to go and experience that.
Because that would suck. I'm sorry, but that would suck. Someone gives you the opportunity to be a part of of the plaid vest tour, right? And the only thing you get to do are the little kid rides. No. And you're stuck in It's a Small World for most of the day.
The 1 year old went down for a nap, and both mom and dad were like, hey, beer, beer. Yeah. Now. It's going to be right now. Now.
Did you wear your It's My Birthday button?
Yes, I wore my birthday button.
So what happens when you wear that, John?
I guess what's supposed to happen, is that everybody that sees you that works for Disney wishes you a happy birthday. Take a guess how many people said happy birthday to me that worked at Disney yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Jessica, go ahead.
I don't know. Are you going to complain about this? Mr. I Don't Want a Birthday, you're going to complain that nobody told you happy birthday?
Please. Yes. How many people do you think?
10.
Tammy.
Just because you seem a little disturbed, I'm going to say 4.
4.
Yeah.
4 is right.
Oh, really?
4 people. I recognize my hypocrisy here. Yes. I know that I was like, oh, everyone's going to say happy birthday to all you strangers. So I put the button on, and I'm thinking, let's go. I got to the point where I'm like overly polite.
Yes.
Thank you so much for this ride. You did a good job pushing that button. Or jutting my chest out.
Pushing your chest out towards me.
Four people?
Of course.
When my daughter was there for her birthday, the people that were taking the garbage out were saying happy birthday to her.
Well, maybe it's because you were the fancy.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got 5 pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Going to Alpine. Good morning, Philo.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
I cannot complain.
Philo, have you ever eaten at Panda Machi?
Yes, I have.
Isn't it amazing?
Oh, they got great wings.
Oh, my God. Their food is so good. We went there for sushi, and I couldn't believe how packed it was at 5:30.
Well, good to know. Another restaurant. Philo, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Sorry, Tammy, but you got to go.
All right.
Philo, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedooranggatestore.com. I want to remind you, Philo, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
The cable network that's best known for their original Christmas movies is looking for the next Christmas movie star by way of a reality show. What is the network? Lifetime, Hallmark, or FX?
Hallmark.
The actors that played Marta and Frankie in the movie School of Rock are a couple and are now engaged. Who is the star of School of Rock?
Oh, Jack Black.
Simon Cowell turned 64 yesterday. Simon is currently a judge on America's Got Talent. True or false? The America's Got Talent franchise was named the world's most successful reality TV format by Guinness World Records based on having the most international versions of the show.
True.
R.L. Stine turns 80 today. He's best known for creating the world's best-selling children's series that has sold over 400 million copies in 24 languages. What is the series of children's horror novels written by R.L. Stine?
Goosebumps.
And finally, In-N-Out recently came in number 2 for best burger in a July poll by USA Today. The double charburger ranked number 1. What California-based hamburger joint is the home of the double charburger?
In-N-Out.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Philo, what's going on with you today, pal?
Just heading into work here. I do heating and air conditioning for the White Glove guys.
Okay. Are you wearing the gloves right now?
Absolutely.
I think he has to say yes. He's bound by law. Philo did real well. 4 out of 5 today, Tim.
Ooh, nice job.
Ooh. Tim, the cable network that's best known for their original Christmas movies is looking for the next Christmas movie star by way of a reality show.
Really?
What is the network? Lifetime, Hallmark, or FX?
Hallmark.
Hallmark is right. Philo knew that. 1-1. The actors that played Marta and Frankie in the movie School of Rock are now a couple and engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the star of School of Rock?
Jack Black.
That is right. That's right. Philo knew that. It's 2-2. Simon Cowell turned 64 yesterday. He is currently a judge on America's Got Talent. True or false, the Got Talent franchise was named the world's most successful reality TV format by Guinness World Records based on having the most international versions of the show.
Why not true?
Take a guess how many countries AGT has spinoffs in. Take a guess.
I know of three others, but gosh, I don't know, five?
75 spinoffs.
Wow.
It's the most successful reality TV program of all time. 75 countries. All right, it's 3-3. Philo went with true as well. R.L. Stine turns 80 today. He's best known for creating the world's best-selling children's series that has sold over 400 million copies in 24 languages. What is the series of children's horror novels that R.L. Stine created?
Wow, I have no idea by the name of the author. What is that series of books? Oh, dang it.
Should let you know that Philo did know this.
Yeah, I'm trying to... There's a series of books I can think of, but I can't. Goosebumps?
Oh, man. Yes, that's right, Philo.
Ooh-hoo.
Thought we had her, bro. Tied at four now. Cool. And finally, Tammy, In-N-Out recently came in number two for best burger in a July poll by USA Today. The Double Char Burger ranked number one. What California-based hamburger joint is home of the Double Char Burger?
The Double Char Burger. Gosh, well, let me think of a California one. California-based. Gosh,
the best burger in America is the Double Char Burger from Habit Burger and Grill.
Oh, the Habit, okay.
Philo went with In-N-Out, so today we finished with a tie. Unfortunately, buddy, all ties go to Tammy, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you, pal.
You have four tickets now to go to San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event, SeaWorld's Hollow Scream, going on through November 2nd.
Awesome. Kids are going to love it. Thank you, guys.
Hey, man. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, Philo.
Thank you so much.
Birthday week!
Oh, my gosh. You can't even get a word out before you throw it out there.
Happy birthday, John.
Thank you. I did something that I've never done in my life. I celebrated my birthday at Disney yesterday. Thank you for giving me the day off, ladies.
Yes.
I appreciate you all. Always handling things so well. I was very, very fortunate. When I got to the park, I was surprised with a marvelous gift of being part of having a plaid vest escort us around Disney.
Wow.
Wow.
I know. John. It's never happened before. It's probably never going to happen again. I mean, it's very expensive. I was so thankful. I felt sheepish at times, like Radiator Springs or the Haunted Mansion right now, all decked out for Halloween. If I was a kid in line seeing us, I would have hated me.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. What a wonderful gift, though. I mean, that's something that it's like given the opportunity to sit in the front row at a concert or someone,
right.
Whatever happens, you get upgraded to a first class seat on a flight. It's one of those unexpected gifts that you'll revel forever.
And I'm ruined for Disney now.
Yeah,
I'm ruined for Disney.
For sure.
I mean, waiting in line, what is that?
Yes. Okay, so we want to know all about this.
I had a blast. One of the most beautiful things about my experience at Disney yesterday was I was also with a one-year-old boy who had his first Disney trip. And as a result, I got to go on rides that I either haven't been on forever or ever. I had never been on the Little Mermaid ride. I'd never been on the Dumbo ride, the spinning Dumbo ride. But why would I go on those?
Yeah.
Whenever we go now, it's always
the
Star Wars.
Stuff,
it's always Space Mountain. It's always, you know,
right.
The Incredicoaster, the adult rides.
Mm-hmm.
So it was so surreal for me around my birthday to be with a one-year-old experiencing those rides, and they're still just so fun. And it just—I wasn't expecting that side. This was just a different way of looking at it, and it was quite beautiful, actually.
Yeah. Now, this isn't just some random family with a one-year-old that you latched yourself on, right? I mean,
no, this is part of the group.
Somebody you knew. Okay, good.
Can we borrow your kid? I want to experience youth again.
Yes, I just want to make sure of that. Okay, all right. Wow, what a cool thing. Did you get to do any grown-up things, though?
Oh, yeah. It was nap time a couple times.
Okay,
so,
good.
So we got to go and experience that.
Because that would suck. I'm sorry, but that would suck. Someone gives you the opportunity to be a part of the plaid vest tour, right? And the only thing you get to do are the little kid rides, and you're stuck in It's a Small World for most of the day.
The one-year-old went down for a nap, and both mom and dad were like, hey, beer. Now. It's going to be right now.
Did you wear your It's My Birthday button?
Yes, I wore my birthday button.
So what happens when you wear that, John?
I guess what's supposed to happen uh-oh, is that everybody that sees you that works for Disney mm-hmm, wishes you a happy birthday. Take a guess how many people said happy birthday to me that worked at Disney yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Jessica, go ahead.
I don't know. Are you going to complain about this? Mr. I don't want a birthday. You're going to complain that nobody told you happy birthday?
Please. Yes. How many people do you think?
10.
Tammy.
Just because you seem a little disturbed, I'm going to say 4.
4.
Yeah.
4 is right.
Oh, really?
4 people. I recognize my hypocrisy here.
Yes.
I know that I was like, oh, everyone's going to say happy birthday to all you strangers. So I put the button on, yeah, and I'm thinking, let's go. I got to the point where I'm like overly polite.
Yes.
Thank you so much for this ride. You did a good job pushing that button. Or jutting my chest out.
Pushing your chest out towards me.
Yeah. 4 people?
Of course.
When my daughter was there for her birthday, the people that were taking the garbage out were saying happy birthday to her.
Well, maybe it's because you were the fancy people and they're not allowed to talk to the celebrities that have plaid vests.
Do I sound like a jerk for having that tour?
No.
It's a wonderful gift.
No, it was a gift.
You're not a gift. You're not a jerk unless you acted like a jerk.
No, I was so okay. I didn't know what was going to happen. I was, you know, I didn't expect to have this wonderful opportunity and experience.
Cool.
Again, to see it through the eyes of a 1-year-old was just really, really special and very surreal. You know, I'm not one, in case you didn't know. Not even close.
But you got to feel like it for a little bit anyway.
You can't say happy birthday, though. I mean, why am I wearing the button? Why am I wearing the button?
I don't celebrate my birthday. I hate my birthday. I don't do birthday week. No one's saying happy birthday to me. God bless you, John. You're the best.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
John, while you were out on your fancy Nancy birthday day yesterday, happy birthday week!
I went to Disneyland. Fancy Nancy birthday day.
It was a fancy birthday.
Okay,
at Disney.
Anyways.
Yes, it was.
It's not birthday week. Today's my birthday. Thank you. Go ahead.
I was out pounding the streets, talking to the people, actually going out to meet brand new business owners, Denise and Delaney Gorley, who are opening up a brand new business in Lakeside. Their grand opening is this Thursday. I wanted a new custom hat, and this was the perfect place to go. Not only did we talk about their business, but we also talked Padres.
Hi, my name's Denise Gorley.
And you are?
Delaney Gorley.
At Mom and Daughter.
Yes.
And you are opening a brand new business in Lakeside. Tell us about it.
Yes, Trim and Brim Hat Company. And we're a custom hat bar. And we create one-of-a-kind Western hats for men and women and children.
You have beautiful things here. I'm so excited for you guys to open your business here on Main Street in Lakeside, which this is what this street originally was, right? And now it's all coming back and bringing that local flair back.
Yes, thank you. We're so happy to be here. We're from here, grew up here, and now we're just giving back to the community a little bit too. And you know, we're Western.
Yeah.
We're right down the street from the rodeo grounds, down the street from Eastbound. Come and see us.
So we were also talking Padres.
Yes.
And let's chat a little bit about the Padres. You're going to the game Tuesday night.
Yes. Go Pods.
Right.
Go Pods.
So what has been the standout for you guys this year with the Padres, besides, I mean, obviously, where they're at right now?
I think the hard work they put in, you know, the Dodger fans were not very nice, and our boys just, like, took it up a different notch. And I'm so glad they were just hitting.
You were a serious ball player. Tell us a little bit about your history.
Oh,
come
just
on.
A little. Yeah. I played softball at University of Florida, college softball. Played on Team USA for a couple of years, professionally a couple of years, and eventually retired. But, yeah, so I love watching the Padres. They fire me up.
Yeah.
I got fired up watching the Dodgers and their Dodger fans talk a little smack. I was yelling at the TV.
And also, too, we are friends with Joe Musgrove and are so sorry for his injury. So, we're wishing him a speedy recovery. Yeah.
Thank you for inviting me into your store. Come down and see him, Trim and Brim Hat Company on Main Street in Lakeside.
So I was kind of wrapped up in how cool a custom-made hat is.
Yeah.
Did she say that she played for the University of Florida and for Team USA and pro softball?
Yes.
Okay.
I know.
So she's a stud.
Yes, she was. She still is.
That's not appropriate, is it?
Yes.
She's a stud.
Of course.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Do they make hats for dudes?
Sure they do.
Can I just go there and talk ball?
I guess. You can. You know, one of the other things they do is these baseball caps that they do, and they put the Western belt buckle and stuff on it. So maybe you get one of those.
I like hats. I just have this one problem with my face. I just don't ever look good in a hat, I feel, at least.
Stop that, because there is a hat that will work for you, because that was my problem. I couldn't find a hat that I thought looked decent on me, because I felt like they either looked like they were flying saucers on my head or something wasn't right, and we worked it out. I found two that are going to work. So you could go there for sure.
And she played for Team USA, and she played Pro Bowl.
And then you can go down and have lunch at Eastbound Bar and Grill.
With her? I mean, what? What? Did I think that or say it? I don't remember.
Said it.
I did. Oh boy. Okay.
Oh,
that's awkward. That's really cool. Support local businesses, man. Also, as long as I'm barking orders at you, go to KSON.com and sign up to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach, which is happening at 8:05. Maybe we call your name. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Carrie Underwood on KSON. I'm not sure how much time some select NFL players spent in the classroom, but I guarantee you if they were in the classroom, it wasn't music class or singing lessons.
No. Oh, my God. The Cowboys and the Steelers singing along to Carrie's version of the Sunday Night Football theme. And they took it upon themselves to sing it. Not quite like Carrie, but it's still fun.
Waiting all day for Sunday night. All right, what a night is finally here.
Sunday Night Football's kicking into high gear.
The stars have arrived. Come on and let's chill.
Hey, Jack, it's a fact the show's back in town.
Cowboys and Steelers in a week 5 showdown.
The stadium is rocking, time to crank up the sound.
The NFL's best have come to play. Coast to coast, there's just one thing left to say.
I've been waiting all day for Sunday night.
It's a tough get rough in a prime time fight.
More than a game, it's every fan's right.
Waiting all day, waiting all day, waiting all day for a Sunday night.
Well, at least they can play football.
Yeah.
It's kind of comforting to know that they can't do everything well.
Yes, it is. You can actually see the video on John and Tammy's Twitter account. X, whatever you call it now.
Now, let's get this taken care of.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Theo in Mira Mesa. Good morning, Theo.
Good morning.
Theo, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Of course, Tammy. Can you please leave the studio?
You bet.
Theo, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, buddy, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Random condiment, true or false? Ketchup was used as a medicine to treat indigestion back in the 1800s. True or false?
True.
Certified by Ruth Handler and manufactured by Mattel, this fashion doll was introduced in 1959. Since then, there have been hundreds of versions of this doll who has a friend named Ken. What doll am I talking about?
Barbie.
3 years after that fatal shooting, Rust will have its world premiere at a Polish film festival next month. What actor was charged with involuntary manslaughter for that shooting?
I can't think of it right now.
When Maitland Ward joined the cast of Boy Meets World for its last two seasons as Rachel, the show's producers appeared to try and seed a rivalry between her and Danielle Fishel, who played Topanga. What was the name of the teacher on Boy Meets World?
Adam.
And finally, Mario Lopez turns 51 this week. He's known for the role of A.C. Slater in Saved by the Bell. What was the name of the high school A.C. and his friends attended?
Mira Mesa High School.
Mira Mesa High School. Keeping it local. Let's get Tam back in, Theo. Theo, what's your day looking like today, pal?
I'm just at work waiting for some coworkers to come. I do stains, waterproofing stains.
Tammy, Theo did 2 out of 5 today.
Okay.
It's time for a random condiment, true or false.
Okay.
You know, I just like to pop these out once in a while. Ketchup was used as a medicine to treat indigestion back in the 1800s. True or false?
I would say probably true.
Yes. True or false? Ketchup should never be used on a corn dog.
That's your opinion, yes.
No, that's a fact. And that's also true.
The history of condiments is really quite interesting. There's a show called The Foods That Built America. And it originally, condiments were originally used to initially hide the taste of things that might be going bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how they started, yeah.
That's
crazy,
really,
right?
That's really gross.
I know.
It's 1-to-1. Created by Ruth Handler and manufactured by Mattel, this fashion doll was introduced in 1959. Since then, there have been hundreds of versions of this doll. Who has a friend named Ken? What doll am I talking about?
Barbie.
That is right. Theo knew that, too. 3 years after that fatal shooting, Rust will have its world premiere at a Polish film festival next month. What actor was charged with involuntary manslaughter for that shooting?
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin is right. Boy, you'd think he'd just say, you know what? I don't want to ever have anything to do with that movie ever again.
I see both sides of it, right? I see them saying we worked really hard on this and this was part of her project,
sure.
And we want to show her work. I also see the side saying we don't want anything to. I see
right.
both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hard. It's hard.
Theo couldn't come up with it. 3-2 Tammy. When Maitland Ward joined the cast of Boy Meets World for its last two seasons as Rachel, the show's producers appeared to try to see the rivalry between her and Danielle Fishel, who played Topanga. What was the name of the teacher on Boy Meets World?
Feeney? No.
What's your answer?
Feeney. Mr. Feeney?
Mr. Feeney's right.
Oh.
You're so quick with the buzzer
over
there.
You had a weird look on your face. I thought you were like disgusted with my answer.
Let the record show I'm never disgusted with any of Tammy's answers. I'm not that kind of person. Disgusted by my answer.
That's what you look like.
I look disgusted. Oh, that's nice. Happy birthday, John.
Maybe
you look disgusted.
Maybe you were still thinking about the condiment stuff in the beginning.
I think I am. Theo didn't know. 4-2 Tammy. And finally, Mario Lopez turns 51 this week. He's known for the role of A.C. Slater in Saved by the Bell. What was the name of the high school A.C. and his friends attended?
Oh, East Side?
No, that is the bus. Okay. Bayside.
Oh, Bayside. Okay.
Theo couldn't remember either. He went local in Mira Mesa High School.
There you go. Why not?
Anyway, Theo, today Tammy beat you by a score of 4-2, pal, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
Yes, you have 4 tickets to San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event. It's SeaWorld's Howl to Scream, going on now through November 2nd.
Yes, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Theo, we appreciate you, pal. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Theo from Mira Mesa, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Producer Jessica, I've been dying to hear about your taco tour that you did during your girls' weekend. But hang on for 1 second for...
Taco News.
Taco News.
Clearly always covering the most important topics in America. So how was it?
It was perfect.
Nice.
It was an amazing day. You know when you have family and friends that come to San Diego and they're like, show me some cool food places. Let's go get some fun stuff. They want you to cart them all over town to show them fun places.
Okay.
This is what you do instead.
Okay, I love this idea, having a taco tour.
Yeah, and so I talked to Luke, who is the creator and the man that runs Taco Tours San Diego. Would you call yourself a taco expert?
I think I would, but yeah, it's more about a San Diego expert in San Diego tacos. So we'll do San Diego tacos.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why did you start this?
I felt there was a need for a taco tour. How do you not have a taco tour in San Diego?
I mean, there's nothing more San Diego than a taco.
I agree.
Yeah.
The tacos here are fantastic. The venues are really cool. There's so many eclectic neighborhoods in San Diego you can go to, and they all have great tacos.
I'm going to call you a taco expert. So do you think is the one hidden gem taco spot that San Diegans maybe need to pay attention to? Or you might not want to say because then all of a sudden everybody flocks to it. But what's a good spot that not enough people paying attention to?
Paying attention to? There is a spot that's really small. I think people go there, though. It's called Oscars in North Pacific Beach.
Yes.
So it's next to the West End. So go to Oscars, get your taco, go next door, get a shot of tequila, and there's your afternoon.
Well, it was so nice to meet you. Thank you for the most amazing taco tour. This has been the perfect San Diego day.
Thanks for coming. I appreciate having you on.
I want to know everything about this.
Okay.
We went to 3 different locations. We went to one in Point Loma, the next one in OB, and then the next one in Little Italy. And he had recommendations at each place. He was like, when we get to Point Loma, get the octopus taco. When you get to this place, if you have enough people, split the carne asada fries. It's the best carne asada fries you'll ever had, which it was. They were incredible. In the third place, get this taco. Like, he had recommendations for everything. And really, like he said, really cool venues. And what I love about this, it's not like some big tour company. It's a dude that bought a bus because he loves San Diego and he loves tacos. Like, it's so much fun.
It's so San Diego.
It's so San Diego.
Does he mix it up as far as the taco joints he hangs?
Yeah, he'll take, it depends on what's open. He said one of his favorite places just closed and he was bummed about it in Barrio Logan. It depends on what time of day it is.
Sure, probably where he's picking you up, where, you know, and that, and the radius you want to be in.
Right. Well, we had the lunch tour, and so we went to the place in Point Loma first. He said, probably if you had the afternoon tour, we wouldn't go here because it gets swamped in the afternoon.
Is this the first of its kind in San Diego, as we know?
As far as I know, I asked him. He said, I think I'm the only one.
Does the tour vehicle resemble a taco?
No, but it's got taco tour on it. He's got little chili lights hanging around.
Cute.
And he knew a lot about San Diego. I can't recommend it enough. He's a cool dude. I love it. I love it.
Yesterday when I was talking with Jessica John while you were out for birthday week at your at Disneyland for your birthday.
You're not gonna let this go, are you?
No. Her girlfriends all gave her, like, the best positive reviews of everything they did, and they were talking about how great this was, except for octopus taco.
Well, it's not for you.
Oh, it was so good.
You ever had grilled octopus?
I just am not a fan.
Have you ever had it?
I've had some octopus, yeah.
There was other options at that place, but I had the octopus, and it was one of the best tacos I've ever had.
Okay, well, there you go.
So, John, I talked to Luke. We're going to find a time, and I think we all need to go on a taco tour.
Now, that's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, he was waiting for
that. Now, that is what I was waiting to hear. After all, it is a pretty special day today. Are we going after a show?
Birthday week!
Birthday day!
Not today, but we will schedule a future taco tour day.
Okay. And rest assured, when we do that, we'll follow it up with
Taco News.
Taco News. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Well, it's getting closer and closer to the end of this show and to Padres baseball, and I'm starting to think I'm not getting Padres tickets for tonight's game as a present.
Were you hoping that I was going to?
I was hoping someone was going to say, yes, I'm taking you to the game.
I thought you had tickets for today's game.
I have tickets, fingers crossed, for tomorrow's, which, if things go perfectly, will be a clinching.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Which would be, I mean, forget about it. But I was only playing. I was not expecting tickets to the Padres game.
Well, you're staring at me like you didn't do it. I'm like,
it's just you look a panic on Tammy's face.
I did. I was like, I didn't know.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
John, while you were out on your fancy Nancy birthday day yesterday, happy birthday week!
I went to Disneyland. Fancy Nancy birthday day.
It was a fancy birthday.
Okay,
at Disney.
Anyways,
yes, it was.
It's not birthday week. Today's my birthday. Thank you. Go ahead.
I was out pounding the streets, talking to the people, actually going out to meet brand new business owners, Denise and Delaney Gorley, who are opening up a brand new business in Lakeside. Their grand opening is this Thursday. I wanted a new custom hat, and this was the perfect place to go. Not only did we talk about their business, but we also talked Padres.
Hi, my name's Denise Gorley.
And you are?
Delaney Gorley.
At Mom and Daughter.
Yes.
And you are opening a brand new business in Lakeside. Tell us about it.
Yes, Trim at Brim Hat Company. And we're a custom hat bar. And we create one-of-a-kind Western hats for men and women and children.
You have beautiful things here. I'm so excited for you guys to open your business here on Main Street in Lakeside, which this is what this street originally was, right? And now it's all coming back and bringing that local flair back.
Yes, thank you. We're so happy to be here. We're from here, grew up here, and now we're just giving back to the community a little bit too. And you know, we're Western.
Yeah.
We're right down the street from the rodeo grounds, down the street from Eastbound. Come and see us.
So we were also talking Padres.
Yes.
And let's chat a little bit about the Padres. You're going to the game Tuesday night.
Yes. Go Pods. Right. Go Pods.
So what has been the standout for you guys this year with the Padres, besides, I mean, obviously, where they're at right now?
I think the hard work they put in, you know, the Dodger fans were not very nice, and our boys just like took it up a different notch. And I'm so glad they were just hitting.
You were a serious ball player. Tell us a little bit about your history.
Oh,
come
just
on.
A little. Yeah. I played softball at University of Florida, college softball, played on Team USA for a couple of years, professionally a couple of years, and eventually retired. But yeah, so I love watching the Padres. They fire me up.
Yeah.
I got fired up watching the Dodgers and their Dodger fans talk a little smack. I was yelling at the TV. And also, too, we are friends with Joe Musgrove and are so sorry for his injury. So
yeah,
we're wishing him a speedy recovery. Yeah.
Thank you for inviting me into your store. Come down and see him, Trimmer Brim Hat Company on Main Street in Lakeside.
So I was kind of wrapped up in how cool a custom-made hat is.
Yeah.
Did she say that she played for the University of Florida and for Team USA and pro softball?
Yes.
Okay.
I know.
So she's a stud.
Yes, she was. She still is.
It's not appropriate, is it? Yes, she's a stud.
Of course.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Do they make hats for dudes?
Sure they do.
Can I just go there and talk ball?
I guess you can. You know, one of the other things they do is these baseball caps that they do, and they put the Western belt buckle and stuff on it. So maybe you get one of those.
I like hats. I just have this one problem with my face. I just don't ever look good in a hat, I feel, at least.
Stop that, because there is a hat that will work for you, because that was my problem. I couldn't find a hat that I thought looked decent on me, because I felt like they either looked like they were flying saucers on my head or something wasn't right, and we worked it out. I found two that are going to work. So you could go there for sure.
And she played for Team USA, she played pro ball.
And then you can go down and have lunch at Eastbound Bar and Grill, don't
with her? I mean, what? What? Did I think that or say it? I don't remember.
Said it.
I did. Oh boy. Okay.
Oh my
God. That's awkward. That's really cool. Support local businesses, man. Also, as long as I'm barking orders at you, go to KSON.com and sign up to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach, which is happening at 8:05. Maybe we call your name. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Carrie Underwood on KSON. I'm not sure how much time some select NFL players spent in the classroom, but I guarantee you if they were in the classroom, it wasn't music class or singing lessons.
No. Oh, my God. The Cowboys and the Steelers singing along to Carrie's version of the Sunday Night Football theme. And they took it upon themselves to sing it. Not quite like Carrie, but it's still fun.
Waiting all day for Sunday night. All right, what a night is finally here.
Sunday Night Football's kicking in the high gear.
The stars have arrived. Come on and let's chill.
Hey, Jack, it's a fact the show's back in town.
Cowboys and Steelers in a week five showdown.
The stadium is rocking, time to crank up the sound.
The NFL's best have come to play. Coast to coast, there's just one thing left to say.
I've been waiting all day for Sunday night.
It's a tough get rough in a prime time fight.
More than a game, it's every fan's right.
Waiting all day, waiting all day, waiting all day for a Sunday night.
Well, at least they can play football.
Yeah.
It's kind of comforting to know that they can't do everything well.
Yes, it is. You can actually see the video on John and Tammy's Twitter account. X, whatever you call it now.
Now, let's get this taken care of.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. You got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Theo in Mira Mesa. Good morning, Theo.
Good morning.
Theo, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Of course, Kevin. Can you please leave the studio?
You bet.
Theo, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, buddy, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Random condiment, true or false? Ketchup was used as a medicine to treat indigestion back in the 1800s. True or false?
True.
Certified by Ruth Handler and manufactured by Mattel, this fashion doll was introduced in 1959. Since then, there have been hundreds of versions of this doll who has a friend named Ken. What doll am I talking about?
Barbie.
3 years after that fatal shooting, Rust will have its world premiere at a Polish film festival next month. What actor was charged with involuntary manslaughter for that shooting?
I can't think of it right now.
When Maitland Ward joined the cast of Boy Meets World for its last two seasons as Rachel, the show's producers appeared to try and seed a rivalry between her and Danielle Fishel, who played Topanga. What was the name of the teacher on Boy Meets World?
Adam.
And finally, Mario Lopez turns 51 this week. He's known for the role of A.C. Slater in Saved by the Bell. What was the name of the high school A.C. and his friends attended?
Mira Mesa High School.
Mira Mesa High School. Keeping it local. Let's get Dan back in, Theo. Theo, what's your day looking like today, pal?
I'm just at work waiting for some coworkers to come. I do stains, waterproofing stains.
Timmy, Theo did 2 out of 5 today.
Okay.
It's time for a random condiment, true or false.
Okay.
You know, I just like to pop these out once in a while. Ketchup was used as a medicine to treat indigestion back in the 1800s. True or false?
I would say probably true.
Yes. True or false? Ketchup should never be used on a corn dog.
That's your opinion, yes.
No, that's a fact, and that's also true.
The history of condiments is really quite interesting. There's a show called The Foods That Built America, and it originally condiments were originally used to initially hide the taste of things that might be going bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how they started, yeah.
That's
crazy,
really,
right?
That's really gross.
I know.
It's 1-to-1. Created by Ruth Handler and manufactured by Mattel, this fashion doll was introduced in 1959. Since then, there have been hundreds of versions of this doll who has a friend named Ken. What doll am I talking about?
Barbie.
That is right. Theo knew that, too. 3 years after that fatal shooting, Rust will have its world premiere at a Polish film festival next month. What actor was charged with involuntary manslaughter for that shooting?
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin is right. Boy, you'd think he'd just say, you know what? I don't want to ever have anything to do with that movie ever again.
I see both sides of it, right? I see them saying we worked really hard on this, and this was part of her project,
sure.
And we want to show her work. I also see the side saying we don't want anything to... I see
right.
both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hard. It's hard.
Theo couldn't come up with it. 3-2 Tammy. When Maitland Ward joined the cast of Boy Meets World for its last two seasons as Rachel, the show's producers appeared to try to seed a rivalry between her and Danielle Fishel, who played Topanga. What was the name of the teacher on Boy Meets World?
Feeney? No.
What's your answer?
Feeney. Mr. Feeney?
Mr. Feeney's right.
Oh.
You're so quick with the buzzer
I'm sorry.
Over there.
You had a weird look on your face. I thought you were like disgusted with my answer.
Let the record show I'm never disgusted with any of Tammy's answers. I'm not that kind of person. Disgusted by my answer.
That's what you look like.
I look disgusted. Oh, that's nice. Happy birthday, John.
Maybe
you look disgusted.
Maybe you were still thinking about the condiment stuff in the beginning.
I think I am. Theo didn't know. 4-2 Tammy. And finally, Mario Lopez turns 51 this week. He's known for the role of A.C. Slater in Saved by the Bell. What was the name of the high school A.C. and his friends attended?
Oh, East Side?
No, that you can buzz. Bayside.
Oh, Bayside. Okay.
Theo couldn't remember either. He went local. Mira Mesa
there
High School.
There you go. Why not?
Anyway, Theo, today Tammy beat you by a score of 4-2, pal, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
Yes, you have 4 tickets to San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event. It's SeaWorld's Howl to Scream, going on now through November 2nd.
Yes, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Theo, we appreciate you, pal. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Theo from Mira Mesa, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Producer Jessica, I've been dying to hear about your taco tour that you did during your girls' weekend. But hang on for 1 second for...
Taco News.
Taco News.
Clearly always covering the most important topics in America. So how was it?
It was perfect.
Nice. It was an amazing day. You know when you have family and friends that come to San Diego and they're like, show me some cool food places. Let's go get some fun stuff. They want you to cart them all over town to show them fun places.
Okay.
This is what you do instead.
Okay, I love this idea, having a taco tour.
Yeah, and so I talked to Luke, who is the creator and the man that runs Taco Tours San Diego. Would you call yourself a taco expert?
I think I would, but yeah, it's more about a San Diego expert in San Diego tacos. So we'll do San Diego tacos.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what? Why did you start this?
I felt there was a need for a taco tour. How do you not have a taco tour in San Diego?
I mean, there's nothing more San Diego than a taco.
I agree.
Yeah.
No, the tacos here are fantastic. The venues are really cool. There's so many eclectic neighborhoods in San Diego you can go to, and they all have great tacos.
I'm going to call you a taco expert. So what's do you think is the one hidden gem taco spot that San Diegans maybe need to pay attention to, or you might not want to say because then all of a sudden everybody flocks to it, but what's a good spot that not enough people paying attention to?
There is a spot that's really small. I think people go there, though. It's called Oscars in North Pacific Beach.
Yes!
So it's next to the West End, so go to Oscars, get your taco, go next door, get a shot of tequila, and there's your afternoon.
Well, it was so nice to meet you. Thank you for the most amazing taco tour. This has been the perfect San Diego day.
Thanks for coming. I appreciate having you on.
I want to know everything about this.
Okay. So we went to three different locations. We went to one in Point Loma, the next one in OB, and then the next one in Little Italy. And he had recommendations at each place. He was like, when we get to Point Loma, get the octopus taco. When we get to this place, if you have enough people, split the carne asada fries. It's the best carne asada fries you'll ever had, which it was. They were incredible. In the third place, get this taco. Like, he had recommendations for everything. And really, like he said, really cool venues. And what I love about this, it's not like some big tour company. It's a dude that bought a bus because he loves San Diego and he loves tacos. It's so much fun.
It's so San Diego.
It's so San Diego.
Does he mix it up as far as the taco joints he hangs?
Yeah, he'll take, it depends on what's open. He said one of his favorite places just closed and he was bummed about it in Barrio Logan. It depends on what time of day it is.
Sure, probably where he's picking you up, where, you know, and that, and the radius you want to be in.
Right. Well, we had the lunch tour, and so we went to the place in Point Loma first. He said, probably if you had the afternoon tour, we wouldn't go here because it gets swamped in the afternoon.
Is this the first of its kind in San Diego, as we know?
As far as I know, I asked him. He said, I think I'm the only one.
Mm-hmm. Does the tour vehicle resemble a taco?
No, but it's got taco tour on it. He's got little chili lights hanging around.
Cute.
And he knew a lot about San Diego. I can't recommend it enough. He's a cool dude. I love it. Love it.
Yesterday when I was talking with Jessica John while you were out for birthday week at your at Disneyland for your birthday.
You're not going to let this go, are you?
No. Her girlfriends all gave her, like, the best positive reviews of everything they did, and they were talking about how great this was, except for octopus taco.
Well, it's not for you.
Oh, it was so good.
You ever had grilled octopus?
I just am not a fan.
It's good. Have you ever had it?
I've had some octopus, yeah.
There was other options at that place, but I had the octopus, and it was one of the best tacos I've ever had.
Okay, well, there you go.
So, John, I talked to Luke. We're going to find a time, and I think we all need to go on a taco tour.
Now, that's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, he was waiting for
that. Now, that is what I was waiting to hear. After all, it is a pretty special day today. Are we going after a show?
Birthday week!
Birthday day!
Not today, but we will schedule a future taco tour day.
Okay. And rest assured, when we do that, we'll follow it up with
Taco News.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSO. Well, it's getting closer and closer to the end of this show and to Padres baseball, and I'm starting to think I'm not getting Padres tickets for tonight's game as a present.
Were you hoping that I was going
to? I was hoping someone was going to say, yes, I'm taking you to the game.
I thought you had tickets for today's game.
I have tickets, fingers crossed, for tomorrow's, which, if things go perfectly, will be a clinching.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Which would be, I mean, forget about it. But I was only playing. I was not expecting tickets to the Padres
game. You're staring at me like you didn't do it. I'm like,
it's just you look a panic on Tammy's
face.
I
was like, I didn't know. I was like,
wait a second. We went from no presents to presents that cost like $1,000.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
No, I don't know. You know, I mean, spending the evening watching the game with my daughter, which there's no place I'd rather be than that.
Listen,
unless Julia was there as well. But Abby and I were going to have a good time tonight.
Your own bathroom. Drinks are free.
Yes.
You can eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
No one's going to fall on you drunkenly. You're not going to get a Dodger fan in your face screaming at you.
And I can watch the game with Roger the puppy.
Okay.
Yeah. See? So it's a very cool thing.
For the record, I did ask people for your birthday. I said, Jessica, it's John's birthday.
That's very, very, very nice.
No, it's John's birthday week.
It's John's birthday week. I did ask for you.
I've never said that, by the way.
And I think that should be considered a present, just me asking, because then I had to listen to a spiel for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
I know exactly who you asked.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I know what to say. Did you pack a lunch before you asked the question?
I did. So really, the kindest thing I think I've ever done for you.
Jessica,
so you're welcome.
I was genuinely touched when you told that story because you did not have to do that. I did not know you were doing that. I did not ask you to do that. You took it upon yourself, and that touched me on my heart.
No, here's the deal. You'll know it like 2:30 if you have tickets.
Oh, what?
He said, if something happens,
oh, please,
we will call John. Yeah, it'll be about 2:30.
Let me just hang by the phone at 2:30 for that one.
No one's giving that up.
I will keep hope alive for that one.
That was very sweet of you to endure what you did after asking. We know.
I think I speak for everybody. As a matter of fact, it was really, really awesome yesterday. About 5 or 6 people at Disneyland with their Padres gear passing me by saying, "Hey, John, go Pods." That's like that's the best birthday present I could ever get.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. Nice. All I want for my birthday is a Padres win.
Okay.
And for the Dodgers to go home crying.
Oh,
is that too much to ask?
I'll make some phone calls and see what we can do.
Just take care of business tonight, San Diego Padres. And thank you guys for a wonderful birthday show.
Birthday week!
I said show. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSO.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Theo in Mira Mesa. Good morning, Theo.
Good morning.
Theo, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Of course, Tammy. Can you please leave the studio?
You bet.
Theo, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. Get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, buddy, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Random condiment, true or false? Ketchup was used as a medicine to treat indigestion back in the 1800s. True or false?
True.
Certified by Ruth Handler and manufactured by Mattel, this fashion doll was introduced in 1959. Since then, there have been hundreds of versions of this doll who has a friend named Ken. What doll am I talking about?
Barbie.
3 years after that fatal shooting, Rust will have its world premiere at a Polish film festival next month. What actor was charged with involuntary manslaughter for that shooting?
I can't think of it right now.
When Maitland Ward joined the cast of Boy Meets World for its last 2 seasons as Rachel, the show's producers appeared to try and seed a rivalry between her and Danielle Fishel, who played Topanga. What was the name of the teacher on Boy Meets World?
Adam.
And finally, Mario Lopez turns 51 this week. He's known for the role of A.C. Slater in Saved by the Bell. What was the name of the high school A.C. and his friends attended?
Mira Mesa High School.
Mira Mesa High School. Keeping it local. Let's get Tam back in, Theo. Theo, what's your day looking like today, pal?
I'm just at work waiting for some coworkers to come. I do stains, waterproofing stains.
Tammy, Theo did 2 out of 5 today.
Okay.
It's time for a random condiment, true or false.
Okay.
You know, I just like to pop these out once in a while. Ketchup was used as a medicine to treat indigestion back in the 1800s. True or false?
I would say probably true.
Yes. True or false? Ketchup should never be used on a corn dog.
That's your opinion, yes.
No, that's a fact, and that's also true.
The history of condiments is really quite interesting. There's a show called The Foods That Built America, and condiments were originally used to initially hide the taste of things that might be going bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how they started, yeah.
That's
crazy,
really,
right?
That's really gross.
I know.
It's 1-to-1. Created by Ruth Handler and manufactured by Mattel, this fashion doll was introduced in 1959. Since then, there have been hundreds of versions of this doll who has a friend named Ken. What doll am I talking about?
Barbie.
That is right. Theo knew that, too. 3 years after that fatal shooting, Rust will have its world premiere at a Polish film festival next month. What actor was charged with involuntary manslaughter for that shooting?
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin is right. Boy, you'd think he'd just say, you know what? I don't want to ever have anything to do with that movie ever again.
I see both sides of it, right? I see them saying we worked really hard on this, and this was part of her project,
sure.
And we want to show her work. I also see the side saying we don't want anything to... I see
both. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
hard.
It's hard.
Theo couldn't come up with it. 3-2 Tammy. When Maitland Ward joined the cast of Boy Meets World for its last two seasons as Rachel, the show's producers appeared to try to see the rivalry between her and Danielle Fishel, who played Topanga. What was the name of the teacher on Boy Meets World?
Feeney? No.
What's your answer?
Feeney. Mr. Feeney?
Mr. Feeney's right.
Oh.
You're so quick with the buzzer over there.
You had a weird look on your face. I thought you were, like, disgusted with my answer.
Let the record show I'm never disgusted with any of Tammy's answers. I'm not that kind of person. Disgusted by my answer.
That's what you look like.
I look disgusted. Oh, that's nice. Happy birthday, John.
Maybe
you look disgusted.
Maybe you were still thinking about the condiment stuff in the beginning.
I think I am. Theo didn't know. 4-2 Tammy. And finally, Mario Lopez turns 51 this week. He's known for the role of A.C. Slater in Saved by the Bell. What was the name of the high school A.C. and his friends attended?
Oh, Eastside?
No, that you can buzz. Okay. Bayside.
Oh, Bayside. Okay.
Theo couldn't remember either. He went local, Mira Mesa High School.
There you go. Why not?
Anyway, Theo, today Tammy beat you by a score of 4-2, pal, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
Yes, you have four tickets to San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event. It's SeaWorld's Howl to Scream, going on now through November 2nd.
Yes, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Theo, we appreciate you, pal. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Theo from Mira Mesa, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Producer Jessica, I've been dying to hear about your taco tour that you did during your girls' weekend. But hang on for 1 second for...
Taco News.
Taco News.
Clearly always covering the most important topics in America. So how was it?
It was perfect.
Nice.
It was an amazing day. You know when you have family and friends that come to San Diego and they're like, show me some cool food places. Let's go get some fun stuff. They want you to cart them all over town to show them fun places.
Okay.
This is what you do instead.
Okay. I love this idea, having a taco tour.
Yeah. And so I talked to Luke, who is the creator and the man that runs Taco Tours San Diego. Would you call yourself a taco expert?
I think I would, but yeah, it's more about a San Diego expert in San Diego tacos. So we'll do San Diego tacos.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why did you start this?
I felt there was a need for a taco tour. How do you not have a taco tour in San Diego?
I mean, there's nothing more San Diego than a taco.
I agree.
Yeah.
The tacos here are fantastic. The venues are really cool. There's so many eclectic neighborhoods in San Diego you can go to, and they all have great tacos.
I'm going to call you a taco expert. So what do you think is the one hidden gem taco spot that San Diegans maybe need to pay attention to, or you might not want to say because then all of a sudden everybody flocks to it, but
yeah.
What's a good spot that not enough people paying attention to?
There is a spot that's really small. I think people go there, though. It's called Oscars in North Pacific Beach.
Yes!
So it's next to the West End, so go to Oscars, get your taco, go next door, get a shot of tequila, and there's your afternoon.
Well, it was so nice to meet you. Thank you for the most amazing taco tour. This has been the perfect San Diego day.
Thanks for coming. I appreciate having you on.
I want to know everything about this.
Okay.
We went to three different locations. We went to one in Point Loma, the next one in OB, and then the next one in Little Italy. And he had recommendations at each place. He was like, when we get to Point Loma, get the octopus taco. When we get to this place, if you have enough people, split the carne asada fries. It's the best carne asada fries you'll ever had, which it was. They were incredible. In the third place, get this taco. Like, he had recommendations for everything. And really, like he said, really cool venues. And what I love about this, it's not like some big tour company. It's a dude that bought a bus because he loves San Diego and he loves tacos. It's so much fun.
It's so San Diego.
So San Diego.
Does he mix it up as far as the taco joints he hangs?
Yeah, he'll take, it depends on what's open. He said one of his favorite places just closed and he was bummed about it in Barrio Logan. It depends on what time of day it is.
Sure, probably where he's picking you up, where, you know, and that, and the radius you want to be in.
Right. Well, we had the lunch tour, and so we went to the place in Point Loma first. He said, probably if you had the afternoon tour, we wouldn't go here because it gets swamped in the afternoon.
Is this the first of its kind in San Diego, as we know?
As far as I know, I asked him. He said, I think I'm the only one.
Does the tour vehicle resemble a taco?
No, but it's got Taco Tour on it. He's got little chili lights hanging around.
Cute.
And he knew a lot about San Diego. I can't recommend it enough. He's a cool dude. I love it. I love it.
Yesterday when I was talking with Jessica John while you were out for birthday week at your at Disneyland for your birthday.
You're not going to let this go, are you?
No. Her girlfriends all gave her, like, the best positive reviews of everything they did, and they were talking about how great this was, except for octopus taco.
Well, it's not for you.
Oh, it was so good.
You ever had grilled octopus?
I just am not a fan.
Have you ever had it?
I've had some octopus, yeah.
There was other options at that place, but I had the octopus, and it was one of the best tacos I've ever had.
Okay, well, there you go.
So, John, I talked to Luke. We're going to find a time, and I think we all need to go on a taco tour.
Now, that's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, he was waiting for
that. Now, that is what I was waiting to hear. After all, it is a pretty special day today. Are we going after a show?
Birthday week!
Birthday day!
Not today, but we will schedule a future taco tour day.
Okay. And rest assured, when we do that, we'll follow it up with...
Taco News.
Taco News. Sammy, San Diego's morning show on KSO. Well, it's getting closer and closer to the end of this show and to Padres baseball, and I'm starting to think I'm not getting Padres tickets for tonight's game as a present.
Were you hoping that I was going
to... I was hoping someone was going to say, yes, I'm taking you to the game.
I thought you had tickets for today's game.
I have tickets, fingers crossed, for tomorrow's, which, if things go perfectly, will be a clinching.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Which would be... I mean, forget about it. But I was only playing. I was not expecting tickets to the Padres
game. You're staring at me like you didn't do it. I'm like,
it's just you look a panic on Tammy's face.
I did. I was like, I didn't know. I was like,
wait a second. We went from no presents to presents that cost like $1,000. Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
No, I don't know. You know, I mean, spending the evening watching the game with my daughter, which there's no place I'd rather be than that.
Listen,
unless Julia was there as well. But Abby and I were going to have a good time tonight.
Your own bathroom. Drinks are free.
Yes.
You can eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
No one's going to fall on you drunkenly. You're not going to get a Dodger fan in your face screaming at you.
And I can watch the game with Roger the puppy.
Okay.
Yeah. See? So it's a very cool thing.
For the record, I did ask people for you for your birthday. I said, Jessica, it's John's birthday.
That's very, very, very nice.
No, it's John's birthday week.
It's John's birthday week. I did ask for you.
I've never said that, by the way.
And I think that should be considered a present, just me asking, because then I had to listen to a spiel for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
I know exactly who you asked.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I know what to say. Did you pack a lunch before you asked the question?
I did. So really, the kindest thing I think I've ever done for you.
Jessica,
so you're welcome.
I was genuinely touched when you told that story, because you did not have to do that. I did not know you were doing that. I did not ask you to do that. You took it upon yourself, and that touched me on my heart.
No, here's the deal. You'll know it like 2:30 if you have tickets.
Oh, what?
He said, if something happens,
oh, please,
we will call John. Yeah, it'll be about 2:30.
Let me just hang by the phone at 2:30 for that one.
No one's giving that up.
I will keep hope alive for that one.
That was very sweet of you to endure what you did after asking. We know.
I think I speak for everybody. As a matter of fact, it was really, really awesome yesterday. About five or six people at Disneyland with their Padres gear passing me by saying, hey, John, go Pods. That's like that's the best birthday present I could ever get.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. Nice. All I want for my birthday is a Padres win.
Okay.
And for the Dodgers to go home crying.
Oh,
is that too much to ask?
I'll make some phone calls and see what we can do.
Just take care of business tonight, San Diego Padres. And thank you guys for a wonderful birthday show.
Birthday week!
John and Tammy. I said show. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSO.